things I am interested in. As everybody by now knows, there are quite a few different things I am interested in. I could have built a site based on UFO information, but that would have meant I couldn't write about any of the other topics that interest me. I wouldn't have been able to write about NASA, archaeology, the paranormal, or any other subject. Today I thought I might write about a smattering of different topics in this article. First, I am going to talk about an object that the Romans had which was said to be worth more to them than gold. The object was found about a year ago in Carlisle, England. I wonder if anyone can guess what it is? How about this, I will give you a hint. It was purple. Still at a loss. The archaeologists found a soft object which contained beeswax and bromine. It was a sample of Tyrian purple, a pigment which was manufactured and pound for pound worth more than gold at the time. The purple color comes from sea snails. So many snails were necessary to make the dye, it was said it took 12,000 to make 1 gram. No wonder it was so valuable. It has come up again, a story about Eisenhower and extraterrestrials. The story states then President Eisenhower actually met with aliens and made some kind of deal which would benefit us and give them what they wanted. This is just the opposite of what I have heard over the years. I heard he met with aliens who offered us technology, but we had to give up our nuclear weapons and he refused. The story seems to indicate he allowed abductions and cattle mutilations and got advanced technology. Sorry, I can't buy this story, there has been too many changes to it over the years. Another story came out which was in a respected scientific paper named Phys.org. It showed even insects are smarter than we thought. Scientists took a sweet solution and put a Lego block over it and put a bumblebee in with it, and the bumblebee worked hard to push the Lego block so the liquid was exposed. That was smart enough. But then the scientists taught bees to work together to push the Lego, and this proved they could learn to work in unison. Think there are a lot of satellites orbiting the Earth? Scientists found out the hard way there are probably too many. One of the problems is after they are not in use anymore, they are left in orbit. This has resulted in thousands of satellites orbiting the Earth. Scientists had lost track of a satellite 25 years ago. The satellite is called S-73-7. Guess what, they just found it again. The 18th Space Defense Squadron located it. The satellite had disappeared in the 1970s but had been found, and this was the second time it was lost. Sometimes we come across a good paranormal tale. I guess in some instances the word tale might not be appropriate. There are tales. But there are also personal experiences some people talk about. Such as one I heard about where a person was asleep in a very dark room. He woke up and noticed a dark shadow moving across the back wall toward his closet. Even in the dark, the shadow was so black it could be easily seen, and when it got to the closet door it disappeared. This is not the end of his experience, however. When he looked up at the ceiling, there was a shadow creature of a large crab or spider, and it seemed to realize he was looking at it and scrambled across the ceiling and then disappeared. He could clearly see it had 6 legs and saw them moving as it ran. NASA has stated it doesn't understand why there are indications of methane gas coming from the surface of Mars. This is not the first time methane gas has been found on the Red Planet. It was found by caves on Mars, but this time it was found on the barren ground. Methane gas could be produced by living organisms, and that is what makes this report so interesting. The gas can also be formed by rotting organic matter like plants, but since it was detected over empty ground, this has become a mystery. What increases the mystery is the fact the gas is only found at night. There are plenty of UFO sightings, and some are taken more seriously than others. When pilots flying their planes see UFOs, this seems to be some of the best evidence for UFO sightings. Recently, this year in 2024, several Canadian pilots reported multiple lights flying at times in a triangle formation. At first, the pilots were told they were probably satellites, but when the pilots explained how they were flying and changing positions, this explanation didn't fit. All the pilots agreed they were not satellites and they didn't look or move like any planes. Four different aircraft reported seeing these objects. Some scientists are saying maybe we should rename the Stone Age to the Wood Age since some very interesting wooden tools have been found. It is interesting to note some are over 300,000 years old and can clearly be seen as spears. They were sharpened at one end by using shaving and splitting techniques, and it would be interesting to know who made them since modern humans were said to not be around in those days. Something unexpected was found. It was an ancient Greek temple from the 7th century BC which was said to be a 100-foot building. What was in it made it even more interesting. It was said to contain Corinthian alabaster, vases, jugs and very precious jewelry made from gold, silver and coral. Precious gems were also found. The altar in the temple was said to be from the 8th century BC. There is a ship named the Valley Camp, which has been turned into a museum. The ship is 550 feet long and is said to be haunted. One of the reasons people think the ship is haunted is the fact it contains many artifacts from other ships, and one is the Edmund Fitzgerald, which sunk in Lake Superior and had a song written about it along with books. Another reason the ship is believed to be haunted is shadow people have been seen traveling along the ship, and in the furnace room coughing can be heard when the room is empty. A recording was made and a voice can be heard saying, "I am coughing."